Aloha, this is Brennan Morioka, Dean of the College of Engineering at UH Manoa. I'm pleased to speak to you today about the research our college will be conducting to look at opportunities to further strengthen tank inspection processes at the Red Hill Bulk Fuel Storage Facility. Just like any major infrastructure component, such as bridges, dams, or highways, the Red Hill facility uses a periodic maintenance and inspection program known as the Tank Inspection Repair and Maintenance, or TERM program. Often, the Navy will also use the acronym CIR, or Clean Inspect and Repair Program. Our team at the College of Engineering will review the current best practices available for tank inspection techniques and analyzing each step in the process to see where improved technology could be utilized. Direct visual and manual inspection is difficult to crews inside the tanks due to the enormous size of the tanks. The surface area of each tank is over 78,000 square feet, or approximately 1.8 acres. Furthermore, methods requiring physical contact between the sensor and the surface being analyzed are generally useful for smaller areas, but do not necessarily work well on tanks of such large size. Ideally, a better methodology to facilitate inspection of large areas more efficiently would be one that is combinable with site-specific data and be translatable to a mobile platform, such as a drone, when necessary. At UH, we're seeking to develop just that. This is where infrared thermograph technology, which is the process of using thermal imaging to detect heat coming from an object, comes into play. Advances have been made in using infrared thermography as a non-contact, non-destructive inspection method that have been developed by commercial aircraft companies and the FAA to reliably identify cracks and other defects in aircraft. Using this technology, the aerospace industry's inspection times for aircraft have been significantly reduced by a factor of 10 or more. Our objective is to investigate how we could conduct non-destructive testing with infrared thermography on the underground storage tanks in the Red Hill facility. Our goal is to provide an improved and more efficient method for conducting rapid scans over wide areas during the initial phase of inspection. This method is effective at detecting possible service defects. Regions of interest that warrant further inspection can be analyzed in greater detail with additional equipment called infrared cameras, which allow for greater depth and penetration. So, how does infrared thermography work? Well, this technology lets you see how the temperature varies in different areas of the surface being inspected, just like you see on TV news weather reports showing different temperatures across the states. Typically, infrared thermography measures temperature in order to examine defects both above and below the surface. The surface must be heated to watch how the temperature changes over time on a sample being analyzed, which is similar to watching your stove heat up. Any internal defects within the sample will change the way the heat flows. An infrared camera can then record the change in the surface temperature over time. So in other words, temperature abnormalities can be used to identify thinner areas in the walls of the tank. We plan to use a self-calibrating high-performance cooled camera to investigate different methods of changing the temperature of a sample. Our initial phase of the study will begin in the laboratory, where we will evaluate the effectiveness of infrared thermography on a model and on available samples. We intend to use the material samples from the tanks at the Red Hill facility. Infrared thermography can be accomplished by heating the material with a high-powered lamp and analyzing the material using an infrared camera. However, to be able to scan deeper into the sample surface, other methods are required to increase the temperature. These methods can include ultrasound and other sources of electromagnetic radiation. In our first year of lab research, we will determine the best method to heat the material for analysis. Simultaneously, Dr. ZQ Yun at the College of Engineering will evaluate the use of electromagnetics, or eddy currents, while Dr. John Allen from the Mechanical Engineering Department at our college will evaluate ultrasonic methods. Our investigation into developing an improved inspection technique would not be complete without an examination of our mobile platform, the aerial drone. Aerial drones have recently found an important and growing niche with industrial and military remote inspections involving optics and photography. The use of drones for inspection has the potential for enhanced safety, increased effectiveness, and overall cost reduction. The current state-of-the-art models include infrared cameras attached to the drone for non-contact inspections, together while the drone scans the walls for ultrasonic testing. Current designs will be able to improve performance in terms of speed, area, depth of penetration, and sensitivity with an optimal combination of sensors used for a preliminary scan. Once the preliminary scan is completed, a second, more detailed scan will occur in the areas where potential problems are noted. During this project, Dr. Yingfei Dong and Dr. Victor Lubecki from the Electrical Engineering Department at the UH College of Engineering will both be responsible for the effort to install sensors using different methods on drone-based platforms. They both have previous experience in equipping drone platforms with optical and electromagnetic sensors. In addition, our drone team will determine the flight controls and routes of approach for contact with the tank wall to heat the material using a portable lamp source or infrared cameras. Recent published research indicates that ultrasound inspection may be feasible with an ultrasound transducer from a drone platform. So we are hopeful that we may be able to achieve this goal. This is just one of several initiatives in which the University of Hawaii is collaborating with the Navy to support the overall Red Hill program. This partnership is embracing Hawaii's best and brightest for continuous improvements, and we are looking forward to expanding our program in the future. Mahalo, and we look forward to providing you another update in the near future on our progress for this important project.